Tomorrow is the solar eclipse in Aries, and this is what you need to know. Absolutely nothing, because you are already perfectly whole, boundless consciousness. But since you did click on this video, I will entertain you with an esoteric interpretation of tomorrow's events, connecting Hermetic Kabbalah with tarot, with other side tangents, and an exercise that you can use tomorrow to integrate all of it. Let's begin. So a good way to understand an eclipse is it's sort of like when the luminary, meaning the sun or the moon, kind of rubs its eyes to get a better view of what's going on because they can't friggin' believe what's going on down here on Earth. They literally can't trust it. They have to rub their eyes and be like, what? What is really happening there? So to understand this, we need to understand the sun. In evolutionary astrology, pioneered by Stephen Forrest, it teaches that the sun is sort of like the gravitational center. I mean, it literally is the gravitational center of the solar system, but in the same way, it represents our gravitational center, which is our ego. In the tarot, this is connected with the sun card. The sun card represents success and vitality, but also vanity and the ego. So the Hebrew letter associated with the sun tarot card is resh. Resh means head. And in the same way as the ego is sort of like this organizing center of our experience, the head is sort of like the organizing center of the body. The brain is literally the head countenance, the, you know, head honcho of the whole system. He's telling it what to do. Now I'm going to bring in a little bit of Advaita Vedanta in here into the mix. So remember the sun rubbing its eyes to get a better look at what's happening on Earth because he just can't believe it? Well, we kind of do that every morning. When we wake up in the morning, there's that first moment where we recognize that we're awake, but it's very subtle. But then we have like a sort of manual wake up where we actually like move our eyes around and kind of like move our body and be like, oh, another day. Well, what's happening there is the ego is kind of resetting itself into the nervous system, you might imagine. In Advaita Vedanta, the idea is that the waking world is actually appearing towards your consciousness when you wake up, in the same way as the dream world appears to your consciousness, in the same way as the deep sleep lack of a world appears to your consciousness. So when we wake up in the morning, we reset. And this is a very important link to Aries. Tomorrow's solar eclipse is in Aries, and Aries is connected with the Emperor card, which is called esoterically the Son of the Morning. Why is the Emperor card called the Son of the Morning? Because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's sort of like the morning of the whole system. It is that moment when we wake up, rub our eyes around, reconnect our ego, and recognize, oh, I exist. Which makes sense because the motto of Aries is I am. All of the associations of Aries have to do with self-constitution. It rules the first house of personality. On the body, it's connected to the head and the face, which is interesting because the sun is as well through the Hebrew letter resh. Its mode is cardinal, meaning it starts stuff, and its element is fire, which you probably know what that means already. By the way, you can download books like these for free at tarotmysticismacademy.com/e-books. But what's especially important about tomorrow's eclipse is that the sun is exalted in Aries. The general idea of Aries is it's the first sign of the zodiac. It's the first sign of the scene. It's the first moment where consciousness allows itself to identify with a unit within itself to incarnate in a body and go through the 12 houses in a life. So as you can see, the Sun card and Aries are both very connected to the ego and the individual self. So a solar eclipse in the sign of its exaltation is going to be fun. And don't think I would ever make a video without bringing Kabbalah into the mix. So let's look at that. As you may know from my videos, the Tree of Life is an expression of emanation from God or the divine into us and materiality. There are 10 phases of this emanation or creative process called Sephirot. The middle Sephirot, Tiferet, is associated with the sun. So the sun is right in the center. And on the Tree of Life, the sun and Tiferet represent our localized consciousness, that space in between your ears, behind your eyes, that kind of sense of self. It's also called the microcosm. Now, Aries, connected to the Emperor, runs a path from Chokmah to Tiferet. Chokmah is the sphere of the zodiac itself. It is translated as wisdom, and it has to do with expansion. So the path of Aries on the Tree of Life takes the expansive energy of the zodiac and draws it down to the sun, which represents the localized consciousness that you are using to watch this video right now. In the same way, the vast expansive nothingness of deep sleep draws itself and concentrates itself into your sense of self when you wake up. Your ego recalibrates as your memory turns back on. You go into the waking world, rub your eyes, and realize, wow, another day, here we go. What happens there from a mystical perspective is the arising of the subject and object relationship. In deep sleep, there is no subject and object. There's nothingness. But when you're awake, there is you, the subject, and the object, whatever you're observing. Hermetic Kabbalah has a couple things to say about this as well, so I'm going to bring in the Holy Tetragrammaton to go even deeper. The Holy Tetragrammaton is the sacred name of God, Yod, He, Vav, He. The reason why this name is important is because the Hebrew letter attributed to the emperor and Aries is He. He means window, and the idea here is that the emperor is the constitution of the ego, which itself creates a border between the subject and the object. When you wake up in the morning and rub your eyes and recognize that you are a self, there is a sort of border, a sort of invented window between you and the world, which is sort of like your eyes. And it makes sense here because the function attributed to the Hebrew letter He and the emperor is sight, which makes sense because the sun is connected to resh, the head and the face. So back to our Tetragrammaton. The Holy Tetragrammaton is a formula of the creative process of the universe and God. Kabbalah is all about the anatomy of God. It gets pretty deep. But this creative process happens through gender, through dual forces. The Yod is the masculine force. It is the seed of everything. It is, in some ways, you might connect it to the Logos. The He primal is the feminine force, which receives that seed and gives it form. The Vav takes all of that energy and brings it into the microcosm in a masculine sense, and the He final takes all of that energy and manifests it in a feminine sense. So the He primal and the He final are feminine letters in the system. Now you might say, well, why is the emperor connected to He, which is a feminine letter? Well, that is because when the emperor finds itself, which emperor being the ego, being consciousness coming into localization into your body in the morning when you wake up and say, oh, I exist, I am a self, that requires an object of observation. That requires the subject and object relationship, which is perfectly formulated in the Tetragrammaton through Yod, He, Vav, He. Yod is like the primordial subject, and He is like the primordial object. And so when you wake up in the morning and you look out onto the world as a subject perceiving an object, in between you two, there is a metaphorical window, the window of the emperor and Aries, which you can see through the light of the sun, through the light of your own ego. It's at this realization, at this level of esoteric tarot, where you understand that you are 100% participating in all of this, and there's no part of you that's really separate. Now, what does this have to do with tomorrow's eclipse? When there is a solar eclipse in Aries, and we are rubbing our eyes or cleaning the window between our subjective experience and the objective world, we have to ask ourselves, what are we afraid to see? And at the time of this video, there are a lot of things happening that I could understand people not wanting to see. If you would like to really understand all of this, astrology, Hermetic Kabbalah, tarot, mystical philosophy, and beyond, I've created a brand new master curriculum, a hybrid curriculum combining self-paced video lectures, ebooks, trainings, one-on-one coaching with me, and more. I have over a dozen programs right now at Tarot Mysticism Academy, and applications just opened. There's so many fun things going on. We have such an amazing, loving community of mystical misfits, and if you're called to be part of it, you can apply. You can find more details on this curriculum and the application process at tarotmysticismacademy.com/curriculum. If you're really called to do this work, I'm so excited to meet you and be part of your journey. Much love. I'll see you in the next wormhole.